Well, I tell you one thing for sure. I'm glad I'm the host, because if I wasn't the host, I wouldn't have made it on this line just now. It just told me there are 1,009 people on here. So grateful to the Lord that I'm the host and I can go ahead and get in when can't nobody else get in. What a mighty God we serve. He, you know, I said every time we get on here, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does adore him. He is mighty. He is great. He is powerful. There is no God like him, and there is no God but him. Who was that? There's no God like Jehovah. I say there's no God but Jehovah. All these other gods are idols. They don't have no power. I'm always reminded of the conversation between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Prophets of Baal thought they had a true God, but he said, let the God who answers by fire show up and move on our behalf. And God did answer, because we serve a God that has never lost a battle. I am ready to intercede, and I pray that we're not just on here interceding. You're just coming on here just to come on here. But I'm telling you that I'm getting testimonies. I mean, someone just sent me an email about one of their credit cards completely paid off this morning when they woke up. Sister Joy reached out to me and sent me a testimony that somebody came into some money after we prayed the prayer about debt cancellation and was able to pay off one of their debts. This is the power of prayer. Prayer works. And some of you are not really giving yourself to intercession and prayer. You're on the call and you're listening, but are you praying? I'm even saying you may be giving, but are you praying? I don't just want you giving if you're not praying. I need it to mix together. There needs to be a marriage. You know, you can put soap on your body, and even though soap cleans, nothing is going to happen. You got to mix that soap with water. Yes. Either you got to mix that soap with water. There needs to be liquid with that soap in order for that soap to do its job. And I'm telling you that Hebrews 4:2 even says that the word not being mixed with faith profited them nothing. Yes, that's the power of prayer. That's the power of intercession. That's the power of calling on the name of the Lord. There's power in prayer. There's power in intercession. Are you listening to me? So I want you to understand the power of prayer, the power of calling on the name of Jesus, the power of believing God for the supernatural. These are things that you're going to have to do and position yourself in prayer. And know that we're not just on here to be on here, but we're on here because we know that prayer works. I am a testament of prayer. I am here because my mother prayed to God and said, Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. That prayer worked. I am blessed. I have traveled all across this country. I have traveled to different continents. I've been to different places. Why? Because of the prayer of a mother. Yes, she prayed. I've been to several continents, several countries, several states, several cities, but I was able to get there because of prayer. It was one prayer that a woman prayed and honored her vow to God. And right now I am walking in the manifestation of that prayer. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of intercession. That's the power of calling on the name of the Lord, because God is a prayer answering God. I was praying today, and God gave me this, and we're going to get into it. But Daniel, the third chapter, it is Daniel, the third chapter. That's right. I said Daniel, chapter 3. It is in Daniel, chapter 3, verse 8, that says, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. I said certain Chaldeans came near and accuse the Jews. We are decreeing today by the power of God that every mouth of every accuser be silenced. Every individual who wants to accuse you, who wants to throw you under the bus, who's trying to destroy you, we are decreeing that the mouth of every accuser be silenced. And not only the mouth of every accuser, But we are silencing the voice of the accuser. Revelation lets us know that the devil is an accuser of the brethren, and he accuses you day and night before God. But we are silencing his voice. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, from a kingdom perspective, I silence the voice of every accuser who desires to destroy my life, my reputation, and my name. May their voices be silenced now. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you're the God who hears and you're the God who answers by fire. I thank you, Lord, that you said in your word in Titus to speak evil of no man. And there are those who desire to see our demise. There are those who desire to see us go under and don't desire to see us blessed. There are individuals who desire to see us come down and see us brought to shame. But in the name of Jesus, as we pray today, we silence the voice of every accuser that would have tried to attempt to bring up something from our past, to bring up something from our present. We silence the voice of every accuser. We silence the voice of those who desire to accuse us of things that we've done, things that we're not proud of, things that we are ashamed of, things that we don't like. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the voice of the accuser be silenced. Come on, lift your voice. Father, I thank you that the voices of the accusers are being silenced. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl who would come to bring an accusation, your word declares, who shall lay charge against God's elect? You said, who shall lay charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Father, I am your elect. I belong to you. I bear your name. I've been down in your name. I've been baptized in your name. I bear your name. I wear your name with confidence. I wear your name with confidence. You said the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are his. Father, I am yours. I belong to you. My hands are yours. My body is yours. My attitude is yours. My feet are yours. Every part of me belongs to you. And because I belong to you, and because I bear your name, and because you redeemed me, and you bought me, not with incorruptible things, but with the precious blood of Jesus, because you redeemed me and purchased me, and you chose me in you before the foundation of the world, because I am your elect, I silence the voice of the accuser. I silence the voice of the accuser. I silence the voice of every accuser against my life, every accusation against my pastor, every accusation against KCC, every accusation against our nation, against our country. We silence the voice of the accuser. We silence the voice of the accuser. We silence the voice of every accuser who desires to see our demise, who desires to see us go under. Come on, you that are fighting court cases, you that are fighting situations with the law, silence the voice of your accuser. May the voices of your accuser be silent. May their words fall to the ground and die. May what they say fall upon deaf ears. May their words carry no weight. May they bring forth no fruit. I command their words to come to no avail. Hey, Balabasha. Hey, Mandelekita. Ho, Mukanine Mikikasa. Ho, Masha. Hey, Mike Sheleme. Ho, Milandele Beheka. May the voice of the accuser be silent. 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 We silence it. We silence it. I silence you, Satan. I silence you. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Whatever you lay against me, it is God who justifies. It is God who justifies. Whatever you speak against me, I have an advocate. I have an advocate with the Father. Holy Ghost, fight for me. Holy Ghost, defend me. Be my lawyer. Be my judge. Be my witness. And silence the voice of every accuser. Silence the voice of that woman. Silence the voice of that man who desires to accuse me, who desires to see my demise, who desires to destroy me, who desires to harass me, to buffet me. May their voices be silenced. 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 Lift your voice. Hey, hola ba shate yandelelebelebe kondalobohobia yambiasi yambiasi. Son, son of Mahosha, Shani Nimikitaya, Lekele Bandala Hobia, Hobia Si, Hobia Shata, Lekalamandala Hosa, Hey, Mendelebea, Handala Bobia Sia, Hey, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, that was a good one. Daniel chapter 3, verse 8 is what we just read. Now let's read Daniel chapter 3, verse 9. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know what that was? That was a conspiracy. They conspired against innocent men. I say they conspired against innocent men. I say they conspired against innocent men. But we are declaring that every conspiracy that has been worked against your life be canceled. Every conspiracy, because here's this what happened with that conspiracy. That conspiracy ended up turning into a great testimony. And we are declaring that every conspiracy that is working against your life be canceled. Every conspiracy be canceled, but not just canceled, that it will turn into your favor. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every plot, every scheme, every backdoor meeting, every conspiracy against my life, against KCC. Come on, whoever you know, everybody's on here not from KCC, call the name of your church. Against KCC, against my pastor, against my leader, against my children. Every conspiracy be canceled and turned into my favor. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that I know that the devil's desire is to steal, kill, and destroy. And I know that he has a plan and an agenda against my life. But Father, today as I pray this evening, I thank you that every conspiracy, every plot, every scheme, every plan, every agenda, every covert operation, every secret meeting against my life to destroy me, to buffet me, to harass me, to torment me, to terrorize me, in the name of Jesus, I command every conspiracy to be canceled. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel every conspiracy against KCC Houston. I cancel every conspiracy against KCC Jacksonville. I cancel every conspiracy against KCC Charlotte. I cancel every conspiracy upon every individual who is under the sound of my voice, every individual who is connected to the mantle and the grace that is upon my life, every conspiracy that is working against me at my job, every conspiracy that is working against me, may that conspiracy be canceled. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. De bashata, ila bashato, utananamaya, landala wala dala hasia, sinuni mikikele andala oshna, manfani asi. Siloboho, Rokobandele, Yele di Ala Ashnie, Likandala Hataya. Every conspiracy, every secret conversation, Every secret agenda, every plan to see me go under, I cancel your conspiracy. I cancel your plan. I cancel your agenda. Every conspiracy from preachers, every conspiracy from women, every conspiracy from men, every conspiracy against my life be canceled. Every conspiracy against my life be canceled. Against my brother, against my sister, against my wife, against my husband, against my mother, against my father, against my family, every conspiracy against my bloodline, may the conspiracy be canceled. May the conspiracy be canceled. Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever they are conspiring my demise, wherever they are conspiring against me to see me go under, to take me under, I declare according to Ecclesiastes chapter 10 that the ditch they dig for me, they fall into it. Holy Ghost, fight against them that fight against me. Heba shata, handele mehosa. Plead my cause with them that strive against me. Fight on my behalf. Vindicate me. Olabashata. Cause it to turn in my favor. Cause it to turn in my favor. Cause it to turn. I turn it. I turn it. I turn it in my favor. According to Romans 8:28, it is written that all things work together for the good because I love you. And I am the cause according to your purpose. May the plans, may the conspiracies, may the accusations and the things that they conspire against me, may their meeting places turn into ashes. I roast their meeting places. I burn their meeting places. Halabashaka, Shekebe Kuban Shanina, Lemendelebe, Lebaladalabasaya, Shatanana Makundeleme, Minuni Mikikele Andala Osaya, Halalala Shata, Yebere Bandalebosa. I cancel it. I cancel their meeting places. I send ambushments to their meeting places. I send confusion to the camp of the enemy, wherever they are planning. I send confusion. I send disarray. I send chaos to the headquarters of the enemy. May the headquarters of the enemy be destroyed. I send the fire of God. I release an attack. I release an atomic bomb. Mande yebala dobohosha. Shatanana manso. Luka lili mikikele bandolohosa. Habandele lebandele. Le bandele, I release an atomic bomb on their meeting place. I release an atomic bomb on their meeting place. I release weapons of mass destruction against every meeting place where they conspire against me, where they meet against me, where they plan my demise. May every conspiracy be canceled. May it be destroyed. May the conspiracy they plan against me, may it turn on them. I boomerang it by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the cross, by the covenant that heaven has given me according to my words, that death and life is in the power of my tongue. I decree, hey, Malabashata, every conspiracy turn in my favor. Every conspiracy turn in my favor. Every conspiracy turn in my favor. Obashata, Lemandeleme, Lemandelebe Kotaya, Yantanamo, Mukunini Mikikasa, Lebandelebe, Yebalabasha, hey, Mandala Kotaya, hey, Mandelebaya, Yandiriaso, Mukunene Mele Kikalabaya, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Burabashakala. If you ain't sweating when y'all get done praying, y'all ain't praying. Burabashata. You ought to be sweating. Mikandalabo soto leleme. Minana makasaya. You ought to be praying, beating this monkey down. Hallelujah. Hey, halabasha. Zechariah chapter 1. We are praying Zechariah chapter 1, verse 21. Then said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah. so that no man did lift his head. You hear that? These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to free them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah, to scatter it. Here is what I'm saying. These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. We are praying against every power that is keeping you limited, every power that is sustaining your limitation, every power that is limiting your finances, that is limiting your increase, that is limiting your progression, that is limiting your prayer life and your next level. We are praying against every power and commanding every power that is sustaining, that is sustaining your limitation. You understand? It's sustaining it. It's keeping you at a certain place. But we are decreeing that those powers are being broken to pieces. Raise your right hand. Hey, halabasha. Hey, ilibi. Hey, 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 haya, ha, hoja. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every power causing my limitation, every power that's limiting me, limiting my next level, limiting my finances, today as I pray, may that power be destroyed, be destroyed. Now lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, you said in your word, Olabashata, that there is no limit. There is no limit. You said in Ephesians 3:20 that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think according to the power that worketh on the inside of me. Father, there are agents. There are demonic agents. There are demonic hijackers and demonic spiritual assassins and spiritual armed robbers that have a plan to limit me, to only allow me to go so far. The Bible even declares that they limited the Holy One of Israel. It was through unbelief. Father, you can be limited through unbelief. God, there are demonic powers who are hindered to that desire to keep me at a certain place and in a certain dimension. There's a cap over that ministry. But in the name of Jesus, as we pray today, I thank you that every limit is being dissolved. I command every cap to be taken off of my head. Every cap be taken off of my head. Father, I thank you that no longer am I in the Pringles box with the cap on top. But in the name of Jesus, may every cap be taken off. May every limit be taken off. Every limiter, limiting my finances that only let me get so far. I can only give in the hundreds. I can only give in the thousands. I can only give in the 10,000. I can only give in the 100,000. Father, in the name of Jesus, may those limits be broken. May I have an unlimited supply of increase, and may the limit be broken off of my life. Any limit that is hindering my progression, that is hindering my prayer life, that is hindering the progression of my children, that is hindering the progression of my business, I thank you that those limits are being broken. Break, Desha. Break, 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 break. Bashata. Break, Makandelebe. Break, Mikaladala Hazaya. Break, Mikataya. Father, in the name of Jesus, every power that's sustaining the limitation, every spirit that is working behind the scenes, that is sustaining that limitation, may those powers be broken. May those powers be dismantled. I unseat them. I unseat them. I declare them illegal. I command them to pack their bags and leave this residence. They are not welcome here. I command them illegal. I release an injunction. Una, hey, halabashata, hey, mandelekea. I release an injunction against every limit that's keeping me in a certain place. I can only get one car. I can only get one house. I can only pray for 1 hour. I can only fast for 2 days. But it's something that's hindering me from going to the next level. May those limits be broken. May those limits be broken. I command the limiter to be dismantled off of my life. You limiter that limits my son, that limits my daughter, that limits my business, I declare, hey, by the blood, by divine authority, I declare, seated in heavenly places. I pray from heaven and I command every limit to be dissolved. Every limit on KCC. Every limit on KCC. Every power that is sustaining the limitation of KCC. May those limits be broken. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that KCC is running over with people. Running over with people. God, I break the limit. I break the limit of diversity. We are not just called to blacks. We are called to whites, to Hispanics, to Chinese, to every diversity. May the limit be broken. May the limit for only blacks be broken. May they come from every creed. May they come from every color. May they come from every background. Father, I thank you that those limits are being broken. I thank you that the limit where we only go so far, hey, but we're not able to press through. I thank you. No longer will that be our testimony. I thank you that Jacksonville Church is running over. I thank you that Jacksonville Church is running over. It's running over. It's running over. It's running over. I thank you that Charlotte Church is running over. Father, we have been filled for events, and we are filled at certain times, but I thank you that that limit that only lets Charlotte Church get so full, may that limit be broken. I thank you that they're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you that that limit is being broken. It is being broken now. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Shata. Ho, Makita Basha. Every limit be broken off of Houston Church. Father, we have church on Saturdays, but I declare that we are an anomaly. We are an exception. I thank you that the Houston Church is taking off like never before, and I thank you that every limit on that house be dismantled. Every limit on our Bible studies be dismantled. And Father, Hoba Shata, Ene ele ala ilolabosa ikandalolababosa indelelebelebiasha. Every limit on every business, I thank you that every limit is being broken. It is being lifted. It is being dismantled. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Break that limitation off your money. Break that limitation off your children. Break that limitation off of your marriage. Break that limitation off of your body. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it, break it, break it. I break it, I break it, I break it. I destroy it, I destroy it, I destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Ulaba shakalama, yandele beele bandala bo soto la mandia, nina la mandala kikalaba kosoyo, yandono mo sutunini mikiande, iraba shata, hole be shekele le mandala la basia, hobi asa. Hobi ashandele me. He nana masika la la mandala hoya. Mandala hokola mandia. Oh, I give you the praise. We're praying our last prayer. We're praying our last prayer concerning debt cancellation. We're praying our last prayer concerning debt cancellation. Now listen, y'all want me to make this into a CD, but y'all know CDs is 1990s. Ain't nobody doing no CDs no more. That's the 1990s and 2000. Y'all going to have to come on to the 21st century. Everything is on iPod iPods and y'all get what I'm saying. You know, everything is on iPods and everything is on what the little thing is, podcasts and doing that. Ain't nobody doing no CDs no more. I command you to come. That's my prayer for you. I command you to graduate to the 21st century. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Let's pray this last prayer concerning debt, that debt be canceled, that your debts be canceled. Come on, where are your debts at? Are they in front of you? Because you're getting ready to talk to them and you're getting ready to command them to be paid off. You're getting ready to command that debt to be removed, that house debt, that school loan, that credit card debt. We are commanding that increase is coming from every direction, and it's going to give you the ability to be able to pay those debts off. That favor is coming, grants are coming, all kind of assistance is coming. That's going to give you the ability to be able to pay those debts off. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Halabashaka. Ikele mandala kodala hasia. Sele, sele, sele bala hatia. Say in the name of Jesus, I command every debt financial debt, financial holes, financial bondages. Father, I thank you that they are canceled, and I thank you that an increase and a flow of money comes to me now in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we speak to every debt in our life. We speak to the debt that we have written down on the paper. And God, we are writing them down as a petition. We have written them down as a petition. Hey, we have written them daily, mashakoma. We have written them down as a petition, and we have given them to you. We're giving you these debts, Lord. We're giving you the debt, and we've already repented for some of the bad decisions that we made. But now we speak to this debt, car debt. I command this car to be paid in full. I command this house to be paid in full. Father, I command this credit card payment, these credit card debt, Father, I speak to them and command it to be paid in full. Hey! Bosha, hey, Mikandala Bahasa, Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody who we owe, we thank you that we are paying them in full, because increase is our portion, and there's an enormous amount of money that has hit our hands. Father, I thank you for debt cancellation. Every negative obasha, every nenele masia, every negative report that is on our credit, we thank you that by the power of the blood that you are removing it. You are erasing it. Your blood that washes sin can wash negative report. Father, I thank you that the blood covers and the blood washes all evil negative reports on my credit. Father, I know it sounds crazy, but nothing is impossible with you. Nothing is impossible with you. You said nothing is impossible. So we thank you that every negative thing on our credit is being removed. I scrub it off in the spirit. I remove it. I remove it. I remove it. I remove it. I remove that bankruptcy. I remove that repossession. I remove that foreclosure. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Obashata. Yay. Ye basoto. Ooh. Ukababa shande. Ilalababa shandalabahaya. Handalababa minyan CK. Ye kandalabahotaya. Halabashataya. Ye kebe kekabo kubashani. Rebesi telemanda. Andala mohoya. Andala mahaya. Ikandalaba sotolobo kuteleme. Linanimi kikele. Halabashara. In the name of Jesus, may it be removed. May it be canceled. May it be wiped off. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that it is so. We thank you that you've heard our prayer. You've heard our petition. And I thank you that we will receive an answer. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you that every limit is being removed off of our increase. And we declare an influx of increase in the name of Jesus. God is awesome. God is powerful. October the 22nd. October the 22nd. We'll be in prayer. We'll be in our shut-in. I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice. I don't care what you got to do. Come on gurneys. Come on carts. Come on plane, train, hallelujah. Come by bus, by boat, by ship. Doesn't make me no never mind, but come to pray, not to look cute. Come to pray. We're praying. We're calling on the name of Jesus. And God told me to challenge every one of you on the 22nd to bring a $100 seed. That's on the 22nd. Come with your seed. Call some people. Tell them I got to get a ride. But we need to make it down to Charlotte. Y'all, I'm telling you, something is happening in the spirit. Something is happening in the spirit. And I could be doing this online. I could be doing this on the internet. But I don't want it on the internet. We are working underground. We are the underground railroad in the spirit. We are the 21st century Harriet Tubman. Hey, we working under the radar. Under the radar, we are praying. They can't see us, but the demons of hell can hear us. And God has answered our prayer. Hey, so we are praying in the spirit. We are believing God for breakthrough, for answers, for turnaround, and for change. And by the end of this 30 days, we know that things are turning and moving in our favor. I'm in Houston, Texas, getting ready to minister a word, a powerful word of deliverance. A powerful word of breakthrough. And I'm trusting God for the supernatural. We got prayer in the morning again at 6 a.m. I said, we got prayer at 6 a.m. We got prayer at 6 a.m. We're praying. We're calling on Jesus. We're believing him for the miraculous, for turnaround. Are you listening to me? We are believing him for breakthrough and for change. So you that are near Houston, meet me tonight. Hear this word that God's going to speak to us. Limits are being broken off of you. Continue to declare that. Continue to speak that. I'm decreeing, you know, my Instagram is at 93,000. I feel like it's been there too long. I command that limit to be broken. Hey! Something phenomenal is about to happen in my life. Something phenomenal is about to happen in my life. I will be called upon by presidents, by governors, by lawyers. I am the greatest prophet in the land. In the name of Jesus, my voice shall be heard amongst all the world because of prayer and intercession. And God shall cause my voice to take trumpet, and wings shall come on my words, and they will fly all around the world. And it shall be even as I have spoken. Good God, sound like I just prophesied to myself. Hey! It is so in the name of Jesus. Hey, Balabasha. I'll see you in the morning for prayer. We got prayer time in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning. Prayer time. Let's beat the devil down. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. More grace.